I shove my awakening lust back down. This is no time to be turned on. This guy probably mugs little old ladies on his way to motorcycle gang meetings. I clear my throat, trying to sound conversational instead of freaked. Are all three of you staying there?
Yeah, so you'll be safe with us around.
He flashes a full smile that takes my breath away. He has deep dimples and remarkably full lips for such a manly man. Chris Hemsworth has nothing on this guy. Safe. Yeah, right.
Fantastic. I feel better already. Would you mind removing your foot from my door?
I'm going for cool, calm, and collected, but it comes out sounding a little tart. He gives me a lazy smirk that unfortunately ignites a slow burn between my thighs.
You never told me your name.
I know. I look pointedly down at his foot. He tisks, folds his arms, and leans against my doorframe.
Look, princess.
Don't call me princess. He raises a brow.
Then what do I call you?
Miss Drake. Amber Drake.
You a teacher or something?
Lawyer. And you're close to a harassment charge. He's not, actually. They haven't done anything wrong. I don't usually throw my lawyer weight around, but I want to get inside my apartment before I have a vision. Don't need my hot new neighbor knowing I'm crazy.
We didn't mean to scare you.
You don't scare me, I say quickly.